cool. We here. First episode back with Chino.
Chino's back from Nigeria.
You know what I mean?
Love to see it.
Back here again.
You know what I mean? Tell him quickly how Nigeria was.
Hey,
how Leaky Lecky was.
Hey, yo, it was lit. It was lit. We need to start actually something called Leaky Lecky. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
it was lit, man. It was lit, bro. I had a good time. Went around.
You stay lucky.
Yeah. That's where my dad lives. So I live like 5 minutes from the club.
And also, So we got a special guest, 6'6", coming from Poland,
Warsaw.
You know what I mean?
Something like that.
Yeah. Big John Girth King.
Girth King is crazy.
And you know, we got Ludo.
Based on the franchise.
You know what I mean? They've given it to him.
They've given it to
him. They've given it to him.
Wow.
Detroit Pistons.
Manifesting works out. That shit's crazy. Wait, we're the Detroit Pistons.
And you know it is. Yeah, it's me, man. Make sure you like, share, subscribe.
You, man. Leak King.
Yeah, I mean, comment.
Slime King.
You know what I mean? Slime, that's Ludo. But yeah, make sure you drop a comment. You know, I think we're gonna do a Patreon, so I don't know. I might put the link in if it's ready. I don't know.
It's sticky enough.
And the Patreon might include some personal shit, real personal.
Yeah. Chino
getting real.
Chino said that.
Open with it.
Chino said he's gonna use it as an open diary.
Yeah. You see, a lot of you lot, or some people used to say that, and then I don't talk a lot in it, yeah. So on the Patreon, I'm gonna say a lot of shit instead.
We're gonna say the things that get edited out.
Yeah.
Literally. And you guys, you know how crazy we are. So imagine
I'm
gonna get edited out.
I'm gonna say the things that get me in trouble at home. So come and watch me.
Content King.
Come and watch
you
me.
Guys.
Yeah, for real.
Also
put my relationship at risk for you lot, bro. Get me.
What relationships? But also join us for this episode. I don't even know what we were talking about. We were talking about a lot of shit, you know, John coming from Poland.
Facts.
Loving white women.
I love my snow bunnies, man.
Damn.
I
love them.
Damn.
A fine delicacy. I'm telling you, knife and fork, everything. But nah, listen, doesn't mean that I don't like everything else, you know what I mean?
Don't
but,
try to come back to me.
Amazing.
I love my black queen.
You know,
right. The fuck out of here. It's making me sick.
Telling you, it's my white side, man.
I mean, I like him too, though, man. I was saying the other day, I'd hate my white women listening to like dancehall and shit.
Why?
I need them listening to that white shit, that 1975.
Maybe some Taylor Swift.
You know what I mean?
You know what? Think of it in this way, yeah? Anything that you don't want, you know, or the white side, just bring it to me, man.
Fucking hell. He's
this guy, here. Bro.
I'm here for. Milk
and he's here for me. And you know, we also, Juno said something crazy that I'm not editing out.
What'd I say? What was it? Wait, what?
Talking about the under-18s game.
Hey, yo, anyone.
It was crazy. Once, yeah, I went to a strip club in Louisiana. And they usually have like amateur hour on like Thursdays and stuff.
You see, when you're on Pornhub, you're going amateur just to feel like the romance.
Do you know what this is like? Is that watching under-18s? This is your.
Whoa! Time out! Flag on the play.
They're gonna know what I mean.
Everyone get the content.
Yeah, everyone.
They should, man. You know, don't be assholes, bro. Come on, man.
Yeah, man. You know, we were talking about goalkeepers being autistic. Shout out to them, man. That's that good autism, though, man. I'm sure you're on the charts.
Mixed race, you definitely.
Shout out them, man.
I mean, shout out everyone, and you know what I mean. Lock in.
£100. £100 was the line, bro.
That's mad far. That's far.
You need to cut that out, by the way.
Do you know?
No. Listen. Listen.
Listen, my bro.
Listen,
you know,
my bro.
Like the 80% of the episode start of Chino. Cut that out, please.
Like, no, but hold on. This, you have the memory of a goldfish. You just walked around. What did you say as you walked around this place?
No, I said I always do it.
Yeah.
Have I ever forgot?
Then why are you complaining? Do it, nigga. Like.
Nigga talking back.
What the fuck, hole. Bro?
Like
you know what it is.
A lot,
nigga talking back now, man. What's wrong with you?
A lot, bro. You gotta stop that, man.
I swear. You see, you know what? You know what? Yeah. If I bone out now, yeah, I'm the mad guy.
Yeah, I know.
If people start flipping, he's like, yo, he took it too far.
It's the ADHD again. It's the ADHD.
Nigga start calling me. Oh, he's mixed race. He's showing his white side.
girl.
Nah.
I start calling you Jaden, nigga.
Ludo a bitch as well.
You're a bitch, man.
I swear to you, I wanted to throw my phone at Ludo. We're in the WhatsApp group here, and I'm telling him something here, and he's just ignoring what I'm saying. You know what? You're dismissing how I feel.
I want you to hear what you're saying.
No. Do you know what it is?
I shouted too loud.
You ever get into like a argument, not even an argument, like a heated conversation with your boy, and you realize bitches must hate you because you gaslighting me right now. Like Ludo was trying to gaslight me and like play his little tricks. I'm like, I ain't one of your bitches, nigga.
Ain't no fun when the rabbit got a gun, huh?
But
crazy.
Even to start off, to say that you said I'm mad sassy. Hey, Kurt, so
what is he gonna say?
So basically, last episode there was one camera angle. Yeah. So basically the reason was one of the files messed up. And I took it to this guy I bought the SD card off, yeah? And I'm telling him, I was like, there's two files on here. I've got a podcast that needs to come out on Sunday, da-da-da.
I've got deadlines to meet.
He's like, cool, brother, da-da-da, da-da-da. And then he goes to his laptop now, and I'm hearing, you know bad sounds on computer? I'm hearing dung, dung, dung. Yeah. And then I hear that... In the dustbin. I said, hold on, big fella. I was like, what are you doing? Yeah. And now he's gone from me and him talking mad, like cool. And then now he doesn't know English. So now he's like, oh. I'm like, bro, like, what have you done? And he's like, I fixed it. So I go on, I go on my Mac here, put the SD card in. There's nothing there. Like, the episode's gone. Like, it's just gone. So then I'm like, nah, this ain't happening. So I'm trying to talk to him reasonable. And bearing in mind, his daughter's in there.
Where are you going with that?
When did you go buy this?
I can't expose my locations. But no.
You didn't go to like a legit place.
No,
kicked down in that.
No. He's
bro. Went to Raoul's, blood.
He's been supplying.
But you know the moral of the story is.
Yeah. What? What's the moral of the story?
He's on camera.
Then no. There's no way. That's not even a story. That's not even a story.
Oh, what's the story?
So bearing in mind, I woke up angry at 4 a.m. Bro,
started off at a different...
At 4 a.m, I tried to edit the podcast and nothing was happening. Angry already. So I'm waiting for him to open the shop at 9. Bro, I go to the coffee shop at 6:30 and I wait. He gets to the place an hour late. He's opened up his own shop an hour late, So now...
You're on boss, innit?
Bro, but I'm waiting. He doesn't know I stored up this anger. I see him coming with his daughter. I'm cool. I'm going to be calm today. So now we're going back and forth. And then... I'm just like, bro, I just want the episode back. He's trying to tell me I can have my money back. Okay, £25 isn't going to...
Dream my life.
No, it's not going to take back the studio costs, the time, the jokes we was busting. Okay, so then now we'll get into a disagreement. And this is where things go left. And he tries to take the SD card back away from me. I said, hold on, I'm taking this and I'm taking the money as well. So now I'm in a petty mood. So I've got the SD card and £25 now. And now, you see when you try to confront someone and you test their their weight, their muscle. Mm. You know what I mean? You give them a little. So I've just stood there. I'm like, now you've annoyed me. Don't touch me. So I pushed him away now. And he stumbled across bare like boxes. I'm like, come on, bro. Like your daughter's hair. Get a grip. And now gets back up saying he's calling police. I'm like, please.
Not me.
Yeah, I need to report that. So then I'm like, I'm cool with you calling the police. Like, I don't really care. Like, you're going to see me every day. Like, this is every day where I live. Like, so then I try to leave now and he stops the door from opening. I said, come on, bro. I said, just let me go. And now I'm strangling him in front of his daughter. Bro.
How did you get here?
Bro, do you know when like it was like I was so heated. Like, bearing in mind, like, I've been trying to edit this for about 2 days prior. So I'm really angry. And now I'm strangling him. See when that things can go like left, and then I just looked at his daughter. I said, "This ain't right." I said, "This ain't right."
You better.
Know what I mean, like
generation.
Like he's a European brother. He's probably see her daughter.
He's about to get revenge on black people.
Yeah, yeah.
Her
daughter is never chatting to a black person ever again.
After that, you traumatized her, bro.
But yeah, man.
Should have spat at her like Cameron.
You know when he looks. Stupid little woman. But yeah, that was
wrong place, wrong time, man.
That was basically last week, and that's why even when you were telling me about one camera, I was really angry about the situation.
I've seen the comments, bro, and when I watched the episode back here, I watched like a few. I'm like, bro, why is Alex not in it? He's gonna come in it, and he looks weird.
Do you know what? Yeah, you see with comments, I low key don't care what people want from this.
I think that's the only comments I care about. Just, when you look at yourself, it's jarring. It makes it harder to watch.
I don't care about what.
But also, you said it is much quicker. You said it took 2 hours. You're a liar, bro. Lie to your woman, don't lie to me.
Much quicker.
You said it's quicker, but you said you use up all night and all that, bro. You said it's like 4 a.m. Did you not say that?
Nah, he was cooking up a plan for Bossman, bro.
See, I'm talking about the shorts.
Well, the shorts take long.
Okay. See, you know what it is? When you talk editing with like people, yeah, they just think a video just appears. Like, how long does it take for you to do your videos? Is it quite quick?
Nah, I can't lie. Usually it takes me like 5 minutes.
Is it?
I'm not gonna help you in this situation because my ones are pretty quick. I can't lie. Don't even think about mine for both.
You're talking about shorts and that.
Yeah,
I don't care about shorts. I'm about the main vid. The main vid.
Nigga. But yeah, he's talking about the main vid. I'm talking about my time. Yeah. And then,
so how long does it take to make the main vid?
Main vid. What? With one camera?
Yeah.
With one camera, it just depends on what you lot have said and shit.
But on average.
With two cameras, probably like the same thing because I have to watch it through either way.
But so it's the same then?
No, but I can.
But you acted like it's the mad difference. You said, two cameras, 5 minutes. Cool. One camera, 3 hours.
I'm like, cool. 3 hours. All right, cool. So one camera.
I was up looking at editors and that. I'm like,
So one camera.
I was on Google.
So one camera.
What editors, bro?
So one camera.
You remember the guy DM us about TikTok? I was trying to find it. No, wait, don't
say that.
I was looking for editors, bro.
Right,
I was just putting my Instagram. Anyone edit?
Let's end this conversation. One camera, yeah. I have to watch it through, yeah. And then
so you have to watch it twice.
No, two cameras. I can watch it and edit at the same time.
I'm not hearing it, man.
Okay, but anyway.
I don't know, guys.
Anyway,
he's ignoring you. I don't know.
Talking to Luda, man.
Talking to you, bro.
nigga, don't even look at me when you're talking to me. You know what I mean? You don't even look at me. Let's have a conversation. Hey, brother.
I'm good. Yeah, Thank you for having me.
Introduce yourself.
Big John GK. YouTube's goalkeeper, TV's goalkeeper, Instagram, TikTok, all of that.
You're a goalkeeper?
I am a goalkeeper.
I don't trust black goalkeepers, so I don't trust you already.
Yeah.
That's why I say I'm Polish, you know what I mean?
So okay. I'm black.
You never know. I don't know. You might have the Bozo gene, man. I don't know.
Nah, you've got the ADHD. Nah. You must have the ADHD gene, though.
What do you do to stay in the mode? Because no goalkeeper, you've got to pay attention and whatnot.
Really?
Stay in flow.
No, I can't lie. I'm actually a bit terrible with that. Like sometimes I start singing songs in my head and all of that.
You see, the Bozo gene. We've all got it.
Listen,
I still show up, though. That's the only difference, you know what I mean? But it does pay me, though.
No, but they said, like, because it's keepers, yeah, you got to be a... It's like... You pretty much got to be like autistic a little to be a great goalkeeper. That's what they said. Like the best goalkeepers, like are just so not normal.
Mm.
But you was a striker, though. That.
Yeah, of course.
How do you look a striker as a goalkeeper? You must have been awful.
Nah. The opposite, bro. I've got a left foot. Causes problems.
His stroke is one of the best in the game, bro. His stroke game.
You don't show like me.
Yeah, yo.
Hey, if you have a stroke of right now.
You're a show like Ludo, man. I tell you the truth. You're a show like Ludo, man.
Yeah, look,
hey, yo. Stroke is TM, bro.
My stroke, you take your places. Never go.
You never want to go, bro.
Ludo ain't playing ST, playing STD.
Okay. Oh, I miss you guys, man.
So literally, I think when I was like 13 or 14, I was actually like going on trials with different teams and whatnot. And one summer, I think I just got injured my leg or whatever. And I was like, oh, you know what? Let me try out some different sports. So I started playing like tennis, things that I shouldn't be playing on paper. And I came back to the football pitch and I was trying to like kick the ball around. I was like, rah, like, I'm washed. Yeah. I'm finished.
Man, you washed at 13.
You know what I mean? Exactly. I'm like, nah, this isn't for me. And then during lunchtime,
I'm at the hood. Bro, I'm not staying there. You're coming shift.
She ain't going. No time for retirement. Like, you're going to a hundred. Like, shit.
Luna was gonna pick up another shift.
Work, bum.
And then, yeah, literally, no one wanted to be a goal during lunchtime. And,
no one
wanted
to go in goal.
Yeah.
Or the wash kidding.
Exactly. And I was just lanky and I was like, you know what? Like, I'm just trying to get my minutes. You know what I mean?
Like,
lunchtime, I'm telling you.
There's no restriction anymore.
No, trying to get reps here.
Nah, like, playground football, yeah. I don't give
it's
a
like,
fuck like,
who's playing. On your side, bro.
It's not even like, can I come on? I'm walking on. You see when
I'm even playing my lunch in my hand.
You see when
you're stopping me.
Facts.
You see when you're chatting to like some girls, yeah, and the ball comes next to you, you're like, bye.
Yeah.
And I can't lie, also, like, you know, during lunchtime, I'm not even trying to disrespect AFCON because I love AFCON, but it's pure AFCON ball, bro. Yeah.
No, it's pure, bro.
AFCON ball.
I've been telling
you. Did you go to school here or in Poland?
No, I went to school. Like, I went to, like, nursery and stuff in Poland. Yeah. And then, yeah, everything else over here. So, you know, I thought I was going to be that guy, you know what I mean? Like, when I played.
Big B don't work. Big B works in Poland.
You know what I mean? Exactly. You know what I mean? Like, I was, like, the only black guy over there, so I'm the fastest. Yeah. I've got tech.
Neglito.
I'm like, bro. Yeah, I'm like, there's actually people darker than me. Yeah. Like, what? Nah.
Did they have any special?
You're calling them monkey.
Huh? I'll tell you this. Like, genuinely, in Poland, there's not a word for a black guy. So like, negro. Genuinely, like, literally, everything is just the N-word, brother. Like, literally, and like, they don't mess around. Like, they franchise all of that stuff. Like, merchandise, everything. Like, I remember when I was a kid, they used to have, like, this ice cream, yeah? Which was literally, like, a pickaninny, like, woman, like, blackface thing, all of this. And they're just teaching you that in school. They're like, there's a nursery rhyme. It's like, oh, my nigga Bambo from niggerish Africa playing his niggerish games. Yeah, like.
What's a niggerish game, bro?
They be getting the N-word wrong.
No, but I'm
they
like,
be saying the N-word more than me.
Yo, yo, that's crazy.
I'm telling you, they merchandised all of that stuff. So I was
about to say, yeah, niggerish games. You know about that?
Yeah. genuinely, everybody was like, nah, oh, what? Do you want to read this nursery rhyme? Like, we'll let you have this one, you know? And like, yeah, it's finished for the episode.
It's one of them ones, yeah. Sometimes, hey, man. If a certain Polski guy says something, you don't even want it, man.
You know, you don't want issues with that man, to be fair, man.
A nigga fueled up on K-Side, it's only 7 a.m.
The craziest vodka.
You don't want issues with that man, bro, man. Issues with that man.
Would you ever met who's the only black person there, technically?
Yeah. No, but a lot of this stuff is like, it's ingrained in some of their cultures, you know? Like, it kind of passes off. Because even what, in Germany, one of my guys, he was like, when he was younger, they had this game called Who's Scared of the Black Man? Yeah, and you have to chase everyone, and you're the black man.
And like cops to robbers.
Yeah, but there's only one robber, and he's black.
The problem is, I would have been chosen in that game every week.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
so
there's no rotation. They can't be like, oh, you could be the white kid today. They're like, no.
But they don't know it's an issue. When you're younger, like, yeah, it's just like it's playing it. Yeah, but, I don't want to be the black man today. You know what I mean? Bro, man.
To be the nigga.
I can't lie.
But the fact that they're getting the N1 off like that is crazy, though, man.
Now, you know what? I knew it was crazy. And now looking back on it, like, you know, whenever, like, you'd be playing, like, FIFA or you'd be playing, like, WWE, whatever, and I'm creating my character and I'm creating a white guy with relaxed hair, I'm like, what is happening? I've been like whitewashed there, you know what I mean?
Come back to us, man.
No, you have to come back. The crew chip is activated.
Nah, I remember, yeah, when I was like...
His brother's lost.
Yeah, I remember when I was like...
A lot of people did it because back then, trying to create a black character, they give up
the worst hairstyles. Rubbish.
Afro or like a relaxed thing. Let's create a white guy.
Rubbish.
I was saying when I was in like year six, yeah. Not in the year six, when I was like
I
six.
I can't lie, yeah. When GTA...
Damn, nigga, can I speak?
GTA San Andreas came out, that's bigger than like civil rights. So.
But no, I was saying, well, yeah, when I was like six, I remember seeing like my white friends, Scott. I remember all like Scott, he'd go into like the bathroom and spike up his hair. And I was mad confused, like, because I didn't know about texture back then.
Yeah.
I was six. Yo. And I remember going to the toilets. I was like, damn, all right, cool. try to spike up my hair, yeah.
Nigga, no. It ain't bang. It ain't bang.
Nah, nigga. Go get that Esco.
Hey, yo, the VO5 era, innit? Yeah. Yo.
You know all like the hair products? Yeah. Like all like VO5. Like I always wanted them. Freddie Lundberg.
Yeah.
The David Beckham.
Yeah.
They weren't banging, man. You know that mean, shit weren't banging,
like,
bro.
Even like the red dye.
Yeah. Red nose day.
Bro, I tried doing my hair red. Nothing was happening.
You have like patches. You look like a polka dot.
Nah, bro. I was like, damn, banging, the white bro. People shit looks cool as shit. Bro. Yeah, man. Nah, man. They sold us a dream. They don't really tell
us. Oh, for some reason, you don't get a red nose. It will never stick on your nose.
Bro.
It will never stick on your nose. But the white people, it's there. It's not moving. They can run full speed.
Listen.
Bro,
listen.
My red nose is rolling down the hill.
I've got to paint my nose red.
Listen, I'm not saying anything. Yeah, I'm just saying that comes from somewhere. Yeah, the establishment made them not to fit our nose.
Conspiracy, bro. Hey, yo,
I don't want to put anything in the air. Yeah, but just think about it. I'm saying, just think about it.
Keep it a wrap.
Think about it.
Think about it, man.
I haven't seen a red nose in ages.
They don't do it no more.
I don't know if
kids aren't really rocking with that. It must be. I don't know.
Clock charity is a facade, man.
Yeah, facts.
Yeah, man, bro. Imagine they used to pay. They make us pay £1 to wear our own clothes. Bro, the school was a hustle. Head teacher was waiting outside like taxi.
In my school, obviously, I had a guy, a white boy. He used to never wear school uniform. The one day, it was his non-school uniform. He wore uniform. You know guys that just anti-establishment.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck what you're saying. I'll be the opposite. It's the opposite day every day for me.
He's one of them, he's probably like one of them conscious rappers. Like, what's his name? Is it Loki or Logic?
Logic. I think it's Logic. It's Logic, right?
Loki
wasn't a conscious rapper.
No, he was.
Loki.
The one that was here?
The one that was sending the Chip for like 7 years. Yeah. Chip wasn't responding.
He made us the Free Palestine guy. He don't rap no more, but
I forget Assassin. Free Palestine.
Before stuff was cracking. That guy, he just like... Now he's probably like one of them like crackheads.
No. He went to uni and whatnot, and he's a big like activist.
Oh, he's an activist. Yeah. Oh.
I can't.
You say tapped in with him?
I see him on Twitter.
Lame ass nigga. I'm so lame.
He treated you like Alice. Oh god.
He's following activists and shit.
That's where I get my news from.
Bro. Get your news
from Loki. We'll be on there talking about like, little baby, little Dak and shit. Yeah, Atlas comments, so tell him quality, right? Must have. Immortal scripture. Was it immortal? What? Scripture.
Shit. But now, anyway, now back to football. Back to football, I was saying, yeah, like keepers, yeah, they have to be a special kind of breed as well. Like, I feel in general, to be at the top level, you have to be either that Messi-tism or Ronaldo's insanity.
Ego problem. Like, no. To get to the very top of that level,
you have to be a narcissist.
They have to be sick.
Like, even an MJ documentary, that guy was insane.
Yeah, yeah.
Kobe's nuts, bro. All these guys.
Man, is not healthy.
It's not a healthy thing, bro.
You see them niggas, yeah? Like, they can't really be around the hoes because, like...
you can't help them. Like, bro, they can help me. The playoffs.
Let me tell you. That ball of life thing, yeah, they can't turn it off.
Like the big superstars, that's why nowadays when they got money, they're moving wild. Wasn't Nicholas Jackson moving wild with that Chelsea thing?
Oh, bro.
He's not looking like the top guys, though.
No, but he has to be locked in. Bro, that guy's like 30 now, pretending he's 22. He's locked in, you know?
Have you seen goalkeepers be crazy? That Aaron Ramsdale thing.
Yeah.
He's got to do stuff to stay.
No, but
yeah.
The way Iran looked at him, he's like, that's a fucking.
But I feel.
Have you seen it?
I feel like
when like obviously Ramsdale said that, but do you know how real it is?
It shows.
It is real.
No, but like people are saying, that's why he makes mistakes. Bro, have you ever watched a game?
And you're like, you're like, bro, this is
bro. Boring. And I feel like most goalkeepers want to be out field.
Yeah,
they want to be out there. But to watch a game, imagine your team has 80% possession. Yeah. Niggas, you got about 7 touches in you.
Yeah.
You're thinking, all right, cool, when's my chance? You're praying for a fast break.
Mm.
I mean,
what can I do? I'm thinking about after lunch tomorrow.
Even, do you see Aston Villa's one, Martinez? Who was it? Calvert-Lewin was through 1-on-1, yeah? This nigga sprinted back to his goal like this. His goal's there. He sprinted back like this, yeah? And I'm thinking, bro, you ain't gonna like
you turn around,
like, yeah. Backtrack.
Yeah,
I just think like you have to be that kind of tapped and just have that.
It's moment. Only like all goalkeepers are crazy. So.
I can't lie. Even like when my team scores or whatever, I'm there. I'm the first one celebrating with them because I'm like, this is the most action I'm gonna get for the full 90.
Celebrating is wavy, and that's and I love that. But tell me why. You find Onana next to the fucking halfway line doing games. Yeah, during the game. Yeah. During open play.
Yeah. Now, you know what I rated, though? That's a whole nother level of confidence.
He's insane.
Bro, he's just trying to get his miles up.
I know 5K yet. Bro,
yeah. All I'm saying, when Manuel Neuer does it, people are like, oh, he's revolutionary. When Onana does it.
Do you know what? Fair enough. Yeah. I have to catch myself, brother. I'm sorry. Don't do this. I'm sorry about that.
I don't do this, yeah. I trust black goalkeepers, just not with high tops. I'm being serious. Nigga, get serious.
Cut your hair.
Saka as well. Saka needs to go bald or just a level one.
Bald is crazy.
The blunt tits, but the blunt tits were crazy.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Edouard Mendy, made me like, I thought like, nah, this guy, finally a goal.
You found the guy, yeah.
His thing. And then that next year when I'm seeing him doing Cruyff turns every 30 seconds, I'm like, nah,
bro. The side of the water, bro. The side of the water at Chelsea, bro.
You know what it is?
I got hope for Maignan, though. I got hope for him still.
But do you like him?
The French one, yeah.
He's injury prone. Are you injury prone keeper? You're not doing that. You're not doing nothing. Are you injured, bro? Are you getting injured?
There's always something, man. Yeah, there's always something, bro.
Very nuts.
Crazy. What are you doing to get injured? You fucking bears at home, bro.
You got to stay off cheeks.
Hey. Bear cramps, bro. Stop pulling the muscle.
Nah, I'm only a man, bro.
I'm saying I should have made it though, bro. I still feel that I could go pro.
Hang it up, bro.
You just have to let it go.
Hang it up, man.
Hey, I was at the doctor's today, for my MRI scan, No word of a lie, I've never met such a rude person, I was telling my niggas what happened, and they said I was lying. So this guy was telling me about I've got a ligament tear. Yeah. So I was like, just talking. And I was like, the muscle tear, da da da. And he was like, are you stupid? I said, ligament tear. I said, hold on.
Are you stupid?
But he kept on carrying on like nothing happened. And like, have you ever been like smacked by your brother or some shit just randomly? Yeah. You can't believe it happened.
It just happened to me. Yeah.
So then he puts me on the table,
Ooh, what do you mean push on the table?
I didn't care. What do you mean by that?
So like he kind of
that's not crazy.
Yeah.
He put me on the table with it.
Like you're putting the edge of the bed.
Yeah, but then he lifted up my knee and like he spreads it out. Yeah.
Okay, now you're doing a lot.
No. Like
he put your leg. Put it on the edge.
Come on, niggas, I'm trying to tell a story.
Edge of the bed missionary. That's crazy.
Edge of the bed missionary goes off, you know.
Hey yo, story for another day. Story for another day. sorry, go on.
How do you not be stroking them in the bedroom?
No. Go back to the story. Go back to that story.
If you don't want to get horny,
No, because there's no working. No. Go back. There's no working segue. That doesn't make sense,
my
bro.
My tip's sticky.
Okay.
I'm pre-coming.
I thought I was going to make it through one episode without going there.
You don't
want to
be silly with my story.
Hey, sometimes a snigger is okay, man.
But you led us there.
Yeah, man.
I was Nigerian, my friend.
No, go back to the
story. I was Nigerian, my friend.
Hey, Nigeria was lit, man. It was proper good still. Like, it was good to be back after 20 years. I haven't been back so.
20 years?
Yeah, bro. So since I left, I never gone home, innit? A lot, bro. Like, I never experienced, obviously, I still have memories and stuff, right? But I never experienced this as an adult, innit? So all the things that go into it, like, relating with people, how to like kind of blend in.
You didn't blend in. They clocked you uniform.
No, of course they did. Of course they did. Yeah, but it's like.
Saw your air forces and said.
No, of course they did. Yeah, but to be able to like relate with people out there, you can't just come in and
like, I relate to them.
You can't. Just, no, not relate. No, I'm using. I'm not using.
a six figure.
No, I'm not using the right words.
Yeah, stay up, nigga.
I'm not using. I'm never using the right words.
Be humble,
I'm not using the right words. I'm not using the right words. No, but
do it what?
I got AIDS.
My God, bro.
You don't want to be me.
My dick about to fall off.
My God, bro. No, I'm just saying. What I'm saying is, like common sense as you know it is obviously not the same as there, innit? Like they've got their own thing, like how like normal society works and stuff, and then getting used to that. And obviously going with an open mind, innit? You definitely have to, bro.
All the strip clubs, yeah.
Hey, yo, the shit. Hey, I went like twice. I'm about to go. I wanted to go three times. I wanted to go more than that, well, actually.
You love anyone in there?
Of course.
I can't lie, yeah. It's my like life goal to save a stripper.
To save?
Yeah.
Save one?
Save one.
That's some Usher vibes. You don't
do this anymore. Yeah, bro.
No, but listen.
I follow a couple strippers on Instagram.
What was
it? One day.
My bro, you go in there, yeah, and it might not be as preposterous as you think it is.
Oh, no, listen, I've had my fair share in strip clubs too, yeah. In America as well.
Because sometimes it'd be lit. Oh, my. Good women, man.
I'll tell you this.
They have to do this.
I sniffed ass in a strip
club. No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that.
You pay extra for that?
Don't do
that. No, but she was just shaking it and I just started.
You know, what's crazy? Once, yeah, I went to a strip club in Louisiana and they usually have like amateur hour on like Thursdays and stuff.
Amateurs?
Yeah.
You're amateur amateurs. Porno. You see, when you're on Pornhub, you're going amateur just to feel like the romance.
Yo, you're deep in, you know. You're proper deep in. You're locked in.
I'm aware.
Look, do you know what this is like? I watch it under 18s. So this is your...
Whoa!
Time out!
Blood on the plate,
They're going to know what I mean. They're going to know what I mean. Okay, it's like watching reserves. Hey, Is that watching the reserves?
It's like watching non-league.
It's like that. You locked in, my bro.
But you know what's crazy? Like,
what's the difference?
So literally, like, you know how like you've got like Premier League to non-league. Like you said, it's like people trying out for the first time and all of this. And I remember I go on main stage and all of this and like,
You went?
No. Like, watch it.
Oh.
And I can't lie. I was frugal, like when I was out in America. So I can't lie, a few of my friends, they were like, hey, listen, I'll give you like $10 or whatever. And I was like, I'm not gonna lie to you, I'm keeping like nine of that. Yeah. Hey, that's noodles for when I'm back home. Yeah. And I remember I must have threw like just $1 or whatever. And there was like a few by my side, so I pretended like I was throwing them as well. This one stripper comes up to me and she's just there like, thank you, like whispers in my ear, whatever. And out of nowhere, she just takes a bite. She just bites my dick and I was like, rah. Like,
wait.
For $1.
No, I feel like you skipped something. What's the logistics of this?
So like, I'm gonna funk.
Say for
example.
What's the logistics of this? Like describe the area.
So yeah, so like say that is just the stage.
Okay,
right?
Main stage is there.
And I'm like right next to it, blah blah, just throwing the money, whatever. And she like basically just leaning over like the whole stage. Whispers in my ear, all of this, blah, blah. I'm like, oh, shit, okay, cool. Out of nowhere, like, grabs the piece and then just proceeds to go head first and just, ham. And I was like...
How was that? How was that experience?
I can't lie, I was gassed. I was like, you know when you said, like, rescuing the stripper? That was the one time that I was like, nah, I want to rescue her.
I went to a strip club in L.A. and that was just like... It's like LA is not known for the strip clubs. Like it was just a bit spooky. it was just like anyone could just get in. Like it just didn't seem like the vibe. But going there, all the girls go there just to feel a bit safe. Like they just want some cheekster on them, and it's like it's a bit weird to can't really approach girls. But yeah, my one was a movie. I remember I took out $87. Because I was
respectable.
I was like 21 on a budget.
Respectable.
Like A7 looks like a little satin.
Yeah, little.
In ones.
Until that nigga with a stack comes out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Throwing it. You know what's disrespectful when he gives you the stack?
Hey, bro. I'll be like, I'm gone.
those.
The guy literally bears to be in front. He's dragging it by his feet.
Yeah. I'm not better than him, by the way. I'm not better than him.
When I was in there,
right. I don't know what you guys, because you might not have followed me at the time, but I mean, you might not have like seen it yet, but I don't know what you guys imagined the girls in the Nige strip clubs are like, yeah.
I saw it. Leaky lecky for real, bro.
Yeah, yo. Hey, yo, listen. It is so much better than you think it is. Yeah. So much better than
you think
it is.
You're like third, fourth time of someone going and seeing it. So I'm like, yo, the quality is there.
There was one girl in there. I'm pretty sure she didn't have to do this. I'm really sure she didn't have to be there. She didn't have to. She was
the love of the game.
That was a fantastic lady, bro.
She was the love of the game.
Yeah, man. She didn't have to be there, man.
I want to say some things about Nigeria, but Amanda Obo. but I really want to go there and spend a good month. Every nigga that goes to Nigeria just during December, they go at the start of December and they ain't come back to the year. They come back in February, like, damn.
There's a lot to do in Naija.
Movie.
You,
I'm like, damn.
Bro, no, there's a lot to do in Lagos, bro. There's a lot to do in Lagos, bro.
The trilogy.
Yeah. Like, and it doesn't even make sense, bro. Like, you, people, you don't get to clubs, yeah. Clubs start at like 12. Mm-hmm. And people don't actually show up till 2 a.m. Mm. Yeah. So easily, you're out till 6, easily. And then people might go to the strip club afterwards. Yeah. After that.
What time are you getting home?
Me, I'm a UK boy at heart, so I couldn't last. Like, I get home by like 5-6 maximum. Yeah. People are getting home 7-8-9.
Huh?
I didn't have enough, brother. I didn't have enough for me, man. I couldn't do that. It's not possible.
When you're out, do
the Romans, dude.
Yeah. You gotta do it at least once. Yeah. Even you have to fight your body.
Yeah.
No, bro. I would have needed cocaine like to deal with that holiday. I would have needed coke to deal with that holiday.
I've always said it.
Want a good time or not?
Okay.
Hey, but I can't lie. Doing cocaine in Africa is crazy.
He had to catch himself. Imagine someone telling you this is pure Colombian. What?
Colombo.
Colombia.
Imagine getting caught by the feds with cocaine. And you just say, "Hey, hey!"
The guys get caught with a whap in Ghana.
Yeah, some guy let off in it, no?
That is crazy. Okay, yeah, but doing any drug in Africa is crazy. Doing weed.
That officer is gonna turn to Yaya Toure. He's gonna be speaking.
Woo! Unbelievable!
I rarely say.
But let me say, there's almost nothing that money can't get you out of in that place, bro. I'm talking about, like, we see corruption, on like, you're thinking about white-collar crimes.
Yeah, yeah.
No. Corruption is built into everyday life over there, you know. Yeah. Everyday life. People drive without paper, with that, no insurance, no papers. They might stop you because you have a nice whip and you're young.
Yeah.
You just have to break them off something, and that's it. They just wanted a little something. Yeah, yeah. You can go about your day.
You see that video of that white woman? She passed through Nigeria, like at the border, and
my
mum's asking for, like, obviously.
And she passed through Ghana.
Passed through Ghana, didn't ask her. The guy got fired, but it happens.
But that's the thing. Like, I can't lie. I fuck with Ghanaians more than Nigerians. But like Nigerians, yeah. Like, my Nigerian friends are more, if you want to have an eccentric time.
Yeah.
Like, niggas got no manners. Like, they're just unruly. Ghanaians, they're just... Kofi and them are just mad chilled. Like,
bro.
name me a bad Ghanaian.
A bad?
A bad Ghanaian.
Oh, like, not a good person?
Yeah.
Both of the IU brothers, bro. Yo, facts.
Facts.
What you mean? Neither of them. Right. There's a lot.
You got me footballers. name me a random Kofi that's just a bad person.
I actually don't know.
Kofi Kingston, no? He didn't even claim Ghana.
Yeah, he didn't claim Ghana.
Yeah, he didn't claim Ghana.
Calm down with Kofi Kingston, bro. Kofi. For as long as he's from Jamaica.
Where's your accent?
Bro, they just looked up black. And that was it.
You know what I made it worse, yeah? Why did Jamaicans believe it as well?
Yeah. anything could happen, bro. They had us tell any story, man.
Like Kane and Undertaker were brothers, isn't it?
Ghanaian people are, they're very, like, back home. They're very reasonable. Ghana is a very reasonable country.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can say the same about Nigeria. That's the only thing.
But they say, like, Ghanaians and Jamaicans are kind of, like, alike.
Mm. Yeah, like, I hear.
But then,
Jamaicans can be reasonable.
Can you drive in Jamaica if you wanted to go back? Can you drive?
Yeah.
Like, is it structured enough that you can drive, do you reckon?
It's not structured enough, but I can drive there. I've been driving there.
Quick question as well. I saw recently, apparently, dreads or people like dreads are not allowed to let a man do their hair. Because, like, Burna Boy is getting his hair done by a man.
Yeah.
And a lot of Jamaicans are angry about that. I didn't know that. That's the thing.
But it's down to that culture, I'm guessing.
Would you let a man do your dreads?
All depends, though.
Lava.
No, cutting hair. Like,
No.
Lava.
No. It depends. It depends how.
Fire for that, bro.
No. If I'm sitting down and, like, in between.
Fire that, bro.
He goes crazy. But there's a few locticians.
Yeah.
A few guys.
Yeah.
They
go crazy with the locks.
No, I mean.
I bet you like his tats as well.
You want to play these games now? But when I play these games.
Sorry!
When I play these games, stop!
No, because you got too far. Sorry.
Like, oh, we get attacked.
Sorry.
No, but I don't feel like I wouldn't get my hair done from a man simply because he's got to wash my hair and he's going to make me moan.
Wait, why? That's not a mandatory thing, though. I don't understand.
Have you ever had your hair washed?
No.
Crazy.
Bro.
Oh, it used to have a lot of hair, to be fair.
Bro, it's going to happen. Yeah. It's like when I got a massage from a man in Bali.
Lava.
Bro.
sorry.
No. It was. I couldn't stop. the transaction. Because, yeah.
My money telling me no.
My money. Because, yeah. The receptionist was two women, and I'm.
I'm
with my girl at the time, and then you split off and like kind of go into like a robish kind of thing. Mm-hmm. You're not naked, but like kind of shorts. Yeah. So then I'm laying down, like you see where the face is down there, and then someone walks in and I see the legs. I'm thinking it's hairy as shit, my boy.
Hairy
girl. And I was like, all right, cool. And then
we're already deep into,
bro. The way he started off was crazy. Like, I'm laying down and he's on all fours above me and he's
digging in. No foreplay.
bro just hit me straight in. So I'm like, I don't even know it's a man till I get flipped over.
Oh, that is crazy.
So my world is spun. But these times it wasn't like a moaning massage. Like,
our comment section is gonna be full of pause, bro. Yeah. So much pause.
Yeah, like, have you ever had like, I don't know if it's not Swedish massage.
Oh, yeah, those.
The Nuru ones or what?
Yeah, it's not, that's what the oil.
Yeah.
Oil. Oh, okay.
But it wasn't a massage to make me feel nice. It was the massage to finish me. Like, you know, have you ever had a massage that so like it's not a.
We got milked.
Oh, this
I can't lie. What the milking will
Hey man, I always said I love being milked.
Are we segue into this? Yeah.
We segue into this. Yeah. I'm getting milked.
In what sense? What in a?
Yeah.
No.
Say. Why are you pointing at me? Why did you say?
Like good milking goes a long way. Like,
facts.
No, right. honestly, like, yeah.
Unbelievable.
Hey, you ever had a lazy day with the missus and just getting milked off?
Yeah. Or literally, she's behind you.
You're too cool.
Come here, man. Get milked. Hey, I school like a pig.
No, I see that one. That is crazy. I tell you what, yeah. I don't think I've ever done that before. Yeah. Not like that, anyway. Not like that. That one.
That will make you feel vulnerable, for real.
I got milked by a foot. It went crazy.
Okay.
First time, yeah. And it was like one of them ones, yeah. You ever be messing about with your girl? It'd be crazy if you used your feet.
Yeah. It'd be crazy.
I was like, that's not weird, is it?
Yo! Okay.
I was like, wow.
I didn't like, wow, but how are you so good at it?
Yeah.
You think she's skills?
Yeah.
But that's not like a commonplace thing. That's not a normal thing.
You gotta practice.
Yeah, you gotta practice that one.
What I hate as well, you see when like women do that thing, yeah, where they test the waters with your what we would call
freakiness.
It? Your third eye.
Yeah.
And they try to test the waters and they like put a finger there just to test the waters. Like,
no, you can't go past the Gucci, me.
Yeah, I've had people women ask, so.
Yeah, women don't give a fuck about consent.
No, I thought women ask me for sure. Women
ask what, like just in conversation.
Like. No, like they're in conversation, but also during the deed as well.
You talking like you got an FBI on your back?
It may or may not happen.
When you watch this back, you're gonna have bare clips of my face in the camera.
Yeah, but no, the one thing I've realized about this podcast, is that like women just watch it. Just to like gather information on them. I didn't know this.
They're building a dossier.
Like, bro!
Rico.
He's coming. It's coming.
I found out my ex watches every episode.
Hey.
That's a weird thing to find out, you know?
Yeah, literally, when I find out a girl, I'm trying to do something. I'm like, she a fucking lady.
Bro, what are you watching this thing for?
What, bro? This is my safe space.
Hey.
Notifications on everything.
When I'm watching it as well, yeah. Sometimes you might, like, get dates messed up and then I start get a mood action. Like, hey, what has to do with you? I didn't even talk about you there.
No, all of a sudden, I get in the mood and I say something on here and then I go back up and I'll pay for it. Like,
As well, like, telling a story, I might say the other day, but like
you don't mean the other day.
I have to keep the date so mysterious.
Ambiguous.
Like, alright, cool. Let's say if I'm talking about a date, They were like, oh, so you went, when's the last date you went on, like two weeks ago? Three weeks ago? It could have been like 2-3 years ago.
Facts.
You know what I mean?
Facts, facts.
I could have made it up.
There's also that too.
You know what I mean, babe? It's entertainment. It's not a facade.
No, because I always just say, like, a while back could mean anything.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes I just be getting...
Quick question, you in a relationship?
Nah, single.
Why enjoy, single?
Because I've got a decent enough following and... Enjoy using that.
Oh, so
not to advantage, but
so you shagging,
yeah. Something like that.
Something like that. Nigga, you half shagging? What are you doing? Like,
I never.
No, you know what? I said that I was gonna be celibate for a little bit, which has been like what a week and a half.
STD clear up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anytime a nigga says, "My bro, I'm trying to be celibate,"
celibacy, man.
The STD clear up. It hasn't come through yet. Hasn't come through.
All clear.
You know what I mean? You know when you're with your missus, yeah. You're like, nah, I don't want to fuck today. Yeah.
I'm feeling low.
Yeah.
I'm in the mood.
Whole time you just fucked a new babe and you're just waiting for the STD checkup. You're a responsible man.
Responsible cheating.
You know what I mean? Because you know how weird it is just to turn to a babe like, now we're using condoms. You can't ever
condoms.
Mm-mm. Can't ever separate
that. You know, it's crazy to get STD and pass on to your girl, bro.
No wait, no. Sorry, you are saying some real things.
Yeah, right, I mean, now. You know what it is.
So have some etiquette. That's
what I'm saying. Some real things right now, man.
I mean, cheating etiquette is very. I'm a big thing on that. You know what I mean? Treat your girl right.
Facts.
If you see that thing of Lucky.
Facts.
His girl, like, BM said, oh, get to your favorite rapper, stop cheating. He's like, no.
He said, never.
Oh, they be dogging each other out, bro. No, them couples that be cheating on each other.
You know them toxic couples, yeah. You just got to let them do what they have to do.
Yeah, you got to let them do that by themselves. Don't get involved. Let them cheat on each other. Let them fight each other. Let them do it.
You're the ones where you catch a cheat and it's like, I ain't even going to tell him.
Yeah, exactly. I ain't going to tell him. He probably already knows.
Yeah, like, he's got himself to work on. we was having that conversation with me and the guys. It was like, what if you found some like not concrete evidence on like someone's girl?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just had a suspicion that she was in a madness. Yeah, like would you tell?
No.
And I was like, I was like, nah.
Suspicion's not enough.
Yeah. I wouldn't tell because now my name get thrown in it.
Exactly. Mm. Like, who told you?
Yeah.
Alex.
And it's like, now I'm looking crazy, like saying, my intuition was telling me she cheated. You know what I mean?
Try to tell him.
What fucking... Yeah, you're right.
Like, the only way I'll tell if I saw her getting stroked out.
I've got to see it like red-handed. I've got to catch her red-handed.
Oops.
Yeah, for real. I've got to catch her red-handed. There's too many ways, in which you can be the villain now.
Come out. He's gonna find out regardless. Yeah.
You know, like the FBI where they'll take a case to trial. They have to see if they've got enough evidence.
Yeah, like, they'll wait years to build foolproof.
I'm not ready to
risk that.
Know what I mean, and most importantly, I dare one of you lot come up to me and be like, oh, I think your girl's cheating on you, and I say, okay. Give me the proof, and you just say,
Yeah, exactly.
Hearsay. Exactly. Now there's just doubt in my mind. I'm looking at this.
Exactly.
And you look at your boy crazy. What did you use? Hearsay.
Yeah.
Proof, bro.
Exactly. You always need proof.
But the thing is, the only proof you'll actually get is like, because let's say the man said, yeah, I'll beat. But the man could be just talking shit.
Yeah.
Actually, might need physical, might need a tape.
Recording, all the angles.
He's like, he sends you a clip. Is this enough? No. Send me the whole thing. I need to review the whole evidence. Everything. The whole hour long tape. Yeah.
A bit picture.
Yeah.
You know the one.
There's me 4 a.m. in the morning. Yeah. My headphones on.
Hey brother, make sure you record it in 4K.
Yeah.
60 frames.
I'm just reminding myself I'm doing this for my boy. I'm watching it 4 a.m, my headphones on full blast.
That second film.
This was where she did it. Yeah.
You got the overhead headphones.
Yeah, exactly.
You know the one, dude? Imagine if you did like recording them and now you're the creep.
now you're the bad guy.
Now you're on the sex offender list.
You're a sick man.
Now I'm the bad guy.
Oh, you need proof, bro. You need proof.
You're in the bush like Drewski.
Yo, fuck my mother.
Hello.
What have you been doing these days, twin?
Hey, brother, I can't lie. I watched the tape. My tip a little sticky.
That's I know what you cheated.
Yeah, nah, but have you not ever received little porno from what girl you're chatting to?
What, as in like her and someone else?
Yeah, a little sex tape.
No, not her and someone else though.
Yeah, I've been on my creep shit lately.
Happened once, you know. Like, I can't lie, the last girl that I was speaking to, she actually hit me up. She's like, oh, I want to record something with you. Mm-hmm. And I was okay, cool. And I was like, what are you?
You're dumb.
Talk to him. Yeah. Talk to him, pastor.
But, yeah, she was like, oh, yeah, because, like, I get other guys that hit me up and they say that they be wanting like videos of me getting hit out by somebody else. I was like, that's like
you be dating the OnlyFans babes, innit?
You must be.
Nah, not at the moment.
Why is she so comfortable on camera?
That's what I'm saying. I was like, nah. I did also say like, hey, make sure my face isn't in it.
It says more about you than her. I can't even lie. You're a real freaky.
Yeah. Where you be at, bro? Like, cause freaky frog. She was very ready to ask you that question. So where you be at, bro?
Did you
do it?
I mean, I prefer not to say on camera.
He did it, man. That nigga did it, bro.
Did she say,
all
right, cool.
Nigga did it, bro.
Like, old videos, like, okay, this is how I like to get old, you know.
Nah, it was just straight.
You know how you do an exam, go through old exam papers.
No, you're right, though. You're right, though.
Old exam papers, though. This is how I like to get stroked, this video. You see how you doing it here? This is how you do it.
Listen, if you're not learning, you're dying, bro.
I hear that now. I was like, you know what? I feel like I've watched enough things in my time to be like, oh, I'll be the director, I'll be the main lead, I'll be everything. And
how about this nigga?
What?
You know what I'm gonna ask him.
Oh yeah, go on.
We ain't asked a nigga in a long time.
Yeah, facts.
What is your white woman body count?
Hey,
man,
I have to start counting.
don't be telling me, oh, I done a long stint in Poland. Nigga, you was four.
I can't lie, I was let down recently when it started snowing, but there wasn't no bunnies around. Like, I love my snow bunnies, man.
Damn.
I
love them.
Damn.
A fine delicacy. I'm telling you, knife and fork, everything. But nah, listen, it doesn't mean that I don't like everything else, you know what I mean?
Don't try to come back to that. I love my black queen.
You know,
like, the fuck out of here.
Get off the stage.
Goony baboony. We can get real racist in here, nigga.
Listen, I think that's my Polish roots, you know what I mean? But now, you know how I look at it, right?
All lives matter, mate.
Whenever I'm in actions, I keep thinking of reparations, innit? This is how I'm like, this is our way to get back.
Send this guy away, bro. Like, No. He's on the same streets as us. I don't feel safe. No, send him out. Send him away.
Hey. There's a guy, that everyone tweets with, I'm not gonna say his name, but you should know who I'm talking about, And that time where I saw him stroking a baby, he's like, he said, where's my reparations, And all I remember, she was like looking at the camera and like he gave us a little slap.
What was this? This was a good, what was this?
This was like
2017?
I think it might be 2015, 2016.
Yeah!
It was.
Hey, you heard it? You heard it, stop!
Hey, we was watching one little video, And a nigga in the comments was like, hey, stop, you're hurting.
You love your hater!
Hey, I swear, honestly, you are the most ridiculous.
You ever looked in the comments before on a porno? You ever looked in the comments before?
That'd be interesting, you know.
Sometimes.
Some of them are wild. Like, whenever people start asking about, like, oh, what's the song in the background at this and this timestamp and all of this, I'm like, raw, like.
Some people are really in this, though.
Exactly. Like.
Have you ever been so down bad, and you're trying to find the athlete's name? And you're like, I should type it in the comments, like, what's the athlete's name? Like, you got an account.
No, that's a perfectly reasonable thing to do. Because someone's going to know.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
No, but someone's going to know.
Someone's going to know.
That's how I found it every time.
But I don't want to be like, dick out and shit. Like,
you came out with dick out.
I can't lie, there should have been...
Who is this athlete?
Yeah.
There was what?
It should be warning signs of mystical time.
Oh, man.
That's
crazy. I came with my dick in my hand. We at church.
Nah, man. Nah, if you don't, if when in doubt, check the comments, man.
Yeah,
can either be that all the way over to people giving themselves life advice, man.
Yeah. I can't lie. I've been through the struggle before where you're like, so determined. You're like, nah, I'll find this person. And I'm like, searching. Like, I'm way too in this search now. I'm like, page 46.
Google image searching.
reverse
search, yeah. What I do the yo?
Yeah,
well,
you know
get really horny.
That's the real struggle.
It is, yeah. When you're horny like that, you might not think it's straight, but you're doing things out of the ordinary, bro.
But think about it though. Think about it. Yeah, that takes problem solving skills, man.
It does.
You know
I mean, you can go to interviews with that.
Yeah, you can. No.
You know what I mean,
what do they call that?
I found
transferable skills.
I was the first one to find Lisa Ann.
Were you?
Nah. Maybe I found a little one. I got a few Percy ones.
Yeah, I heard you.
Lisa's too goated, man. You can't find her.
Listen,
you can't find MJ.
I watched. Do you know what? Yeah. Good point. I watched a podcast of hers actually. And that podcast was it porn? X and X? Or was it porn up? It was one of them anyway. Found the podcast.
Podcast of a porn spot is great.
Let me say, she's a very interesting woman, actually. Very interesting lady, man.
I bet she is, but just trying to tap into, like...
I've seen a couple of YouTube interviews.
She's mad cool. She's mad cool as well. She was doing interracial before it was cool. Back when he was really in her career, she was doing it.
She's dead away.
Yeah, she started it and made it, right. I sound horrible. This is crazy.
Freaky frog.
Sorry, guys, but carry on. My bad. All
right, Chino, quickly, do A to like.
I can't do it.
F.
Don't do it.
A to F on.
No.
Quickly.
No.
Rattle it off.
No.
He can't.
He can.
Don't lie.
It's been a long time. I'm a grown man now. It's been a long time.
Who did you start off with?
Huh?
Who did you start off with, though?
Wait, first name or last name?
First
name.
Oh, it's easy for me.
Yeah, it's easy.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a Kiro.
A better danger.
Adriana Chichik.
There we go.
Go B then.
Beauty Dior. Yeah.
Bella Rowland.
Damn, niggas. See?
Cherokee, obviously. Yeah. Everyone would have said Cherokee, but then there's also, what's that woman's name, man?
Corey Chase. I feel like I've got like this.
You're just saying bare milk.
Yeah.
Hey, one black woman, please.
D?
Yeah, pass me. I'll come back.
There's some woman called D Collector. That's the one that comes to mind straight away.
E? Can we go to E?
I don't know, man.
Eva Elfie.
Oh, what's that lady's name? No, that's an A, sorry. So I don't know.
But we got F. Let's finish off an F.
Why are we doing this? Because you've lured me into looking like a creep on camera. This is crazy.
Can we finish off with F?
I'm sorry, they don't come to mind anymore. It's been a long time, man. I don't watch it like that.
I got F, man.
Defeated.
If you had asked me this as an 18-year-old, I would have rattled off. I'd have rattled off.
I was in secondary, bro.
Bro, I would have rattled off.
I just want to say that, I'm sending this video to the local secondary. There's no way anyone should be living near you two guys. You fucking creeps. Freaky ass frogs.
I had a lot of free time.
Bro, when I was young, I had a lot of free time. Bro.
I remember even in school, yeah, I used to get my Albanian boy, Sheffield, bro, to download porn for me to about BB.
Niggas don't know about doing it on LimeWire no more. It's been a long time.
Big B, like, in his statuses. I'm one of them guys, bro.
No, do you know what? They caught me one time. They called me one time. Because you got to click on the show what I'm playing.
Yeah, you had to show your
playing. They clocked you one time, man. It was a bad video as well. Man, it was a bad video.
I'm sorry.
I'm not going to say it on camera. That's a horrible video.
It's calm.
It's a horrible video.
You know what that gives me vibes of? Like, you know what? I think it was what? Denzel Washington or Samuel L. Jackson when he like reposted on his Twitter, like just some mad porn video. It was like, hardcore.
Hey, yo!
Started. Samuel L. Jackson, yeah.
And he like, didn't even deny it. He was like, yep, this is my shit.
Yo. There's a.
This is why.
Guys, you know what? It's getting too horny in here. My tip's sticky as hell.
That's insane.
Sticky as hell. So we're going to wrap this up. Oh, my God.
Now we're wrapping it up.
No, sorry. All of a sudden. Oh.
Nah, you lot were actually very crazy today, man. Mate, they're right about Atlas, the conductor.
I think, yo, I might have single-handedly destroyed my legacy. One video, yo. This is crazy.
Kilo came back from Nigeria with a bang.
Bro!
Bang, bro.
Bro! Came out and ruined my brand. Hey, man, I thought we was going to be talking about football and that. You know?
Yeah, football. Fuck out of here, nigga. Look at football.
Fucking nigga.
You ever watched the show?
Only ball I care about is yours, nigga.
Hey, they got me. They have to get you, bro. They have to get you for that. They got me. They have to get you for that.
All right, let's wrap this up, man. It's AOT 78, 79. I don't know what episode it is.
I don't know what it is.
You know what I mean? Glad to have Chino back. I mean, STD guard. Glad to have Big John here. You know what I mean? What's the socials?
Big John G.
Nigga, they don't care about that shit, nigga. But all right, cool.
Big John GK and everything.
Everything.
Cool, cool, cool. YouTube, Insta, Twitter.
TikTok.
You talk to him nice.
Damn right.
Big John GK.
Probably be in the comments of the videos anyway, so.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Catch me there.
Out there, bro. Come on.
Love and peace, guys.
Peace.